thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Samuel 10:27, so they despised him. When God calls you to a special destiny, not everyone will be happy about it. After Saul was anointed king, some said, "How can this man save us?" So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Note Saul's reaction to his critics. He held his peace. Bottom line, it's not your responsibility to convince others of your calling. It's their responsibility to discern it. The Bible says a man's gift makes room for him. It's your gifts and the results they produce that validate your calling. Samuel said to Saul, "Stand here a while that I may announce to you the word of God." When you know you've heard from God, the criticism of others will affect you less. His presence reassures you. His words direct your steps, and his peace settles the storm within you. After you hear the voice of God, the flattering words of others can't puff you up because both your feet are on the ground and your instructions are clear. You will not require the praise of others, for his confidence in you satisfies completely. After you hear the voice of God, your attitude changes instantly. You won't face the future with anger, torment, or fear. God has spoken. His words have settled every issue, and time will prove him correct. And here's an important scripture to keep in mind. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Instead of comparing yourself with others and putting yourself down, celebrate each small step of faith that you may take on your way to your God-given destiny. From Vision's Word for Today, that's Looking for Donkeys and Discovering Your Destiny, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.